Test 15. You will hear a number of different recordings and will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. You will hear a person talking about enrolling in a course. You now have some time to read questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I am interested in enrolling in your MBA programme. Could you give me some information, please?
Yes, of course.
The speaker says she is interested in an MBA. So, MBA is the correct answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I am interested in enrolling in your MBA programme. Could you give me some information, please?
Yes, of course. I'll take a few details first of all, and I'll give you a copy of our prospectus.
Oh, that's okay. I already have one here. I've been researching the MBA courses in the local area, so I already have lots of course information.
That's great. Okay, so first of all, can you tell me your name, please?
Yes, of course. It's Anne Horbury.
Horbury, is that Hawberry?
Yes, that's right.
OK, and what's your date of birth, Ms. Horbury?
The 22nd of May, 1981.
That's great. And you were born in the UK?
Yes, I was.
All right, can you give me some contact details, please?
Sure. My address is 26 Simon Place in Brighton, and my telephone number is 01903 714 721.
Sorry, can you tell me your contact number once again?
Yes. It's 01903 714 721.
Okay, great. And do you have a mobile phone number?
No, I don't. Is it important?
No, that's okay. I'll just write it on your form, no mobile phone.
You now have some time to read questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now just a few additional questions. Are you working or studying anywhere else at the moment?
Yes, I'm working for Lloyd Enterprise in the city as a secretary, and I'm also attending a computer course part-time in the evenings.
Great. So can you give me some details about your educational background? We need to make sure that your qualifications match the entry requirements.
Yes. I completed a business degree a year ago. I've been working since my graduation, but the job market is very competitive these days. So I'd like to do some postgraduate study now.
OK, that sounds fine. Your degree is relevant, and it's good that you have some work experience too. I do need to warn you, though, that our MBA programme is extremely popular and gets full quickly. So would you be interested in applying for any alternative courses if your application is not successful this time?
Well, my first choice would, of course, be the MBA. But yes, I've had a good look through your prospectus, and I would also be interested in the international marketing course.
That's great. It's always a good idea to keep your options open just in case. Finally, can you tell me where you learned about our courses here?
Actually, my cousin studied the MBA course 2 years ago, and she recommended it to me.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in today. I will pass your details on to our admissions department. They should contact you this week with a formal application form, and they usually invite MBA candidates to come in for an interview.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
No problem. Good luck with your application.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.